Today's reading begins in Job chapter 1, verse 13. Job 1, verse 13. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and there came a messenger to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing, and the donkeys feeding beside them, and the Sabians fell upon them and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The Chaldeans formed three groups and made a raid on the camels and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshipped, and he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. Again there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where have you come?" Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil? He still holds fast his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without reason." Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin. All that a man has he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your hand, only spare his life." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with loathsome sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took a brief piece of broken pottery with which to scrape himself while he sat in the ashes. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women would speak. Shall we receive good from God? And shall we not receive evil?" In all this Job did not sin with his lips. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that had come upon him, they came each from his own place: Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. They made an appointment together to come to show him sympathy and comfort him. And when they saw him from a distance, they did not recognize him. And they raised their voices and wept, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads toward heaven. And they sat with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his suffering was great. Job is a remarkable individual. We started off reading the book of Job with God saying, "Look at Job. I'm really happy with Job. I'm proud of Job. He's one of mine. He's upright. He's a man of integrity." And as all these things begin to happen to him, we still see that integrity carrying him through. In fact, when all of this happens, what's the first thing he does? It says that he worshipped. How many times does something, I don't know, not like what happened to Job, but something bad happens to us, and we withdraw instead of turn to worship? Perhaps there's a lesson in that for us, that we need to be a little more focused on worship, even in those down and terrible moments of our lives. But both times it says Job didn't sin throughout all this. And his wife even comes to the point of saying, "Curse God and die." Now, I would hope we would not have spouses that would say that to us, because that would be very discouraging to have, you know, the one that I'm sharing my life with not understand that I must remain faithful. But the second time Satan comes around, he strikes Job himself, and Job is miserable. Not just emotionally, but now physically. Physically, he is miserable. So much so that when his three friends come to comfort him, they sit for 7 days without anything to say. Haven't we all been there? where someone is suffering, they're going through something, and we're just not sure what to say. I'm sure at this point, though, that their company, their presence, is some measure of comfort for Job, for them to show that they care about him. Tomorrow we'll get into chapter 3 and start looking at how Job is reacting to all of this. But for now, think on these things and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.